Life is wonderful, and we are so giving, so loving, so wonderful. Yeah. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Life is so wonderful. We feel so giving, so wonderful, so fantastic. You know, we went to the beach yesterday and had a great time. And at the beach, we knew that certain people had certain conditions that they were working on and they were wanting to improve. One person wanted to get the blood sugar down so that the system would be in balance. Another person wanted to get their alcohol, their narcotics, coffee, caffeine, and things like that. They wanted to get that down. And so, what's one of the first things that happened at the beach? At the beach, we had a giant Coke, Pepsi-Cola, with all of the caffeine in it, with all of the stuff in it. Giant. Oh, it was so good. It was so wonderful. And then we had a big box of cookies, sugar cookies, loaded with sugar. And then we had a great big wonderful Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is a great deal of sugar and a great deal of other things that are, we're told from all our dietary sources, are bad for our system. And we ate them with gusto. Oh, it was so good. And we ate the other foods that were with them, but we ate them joyously and wonderfully. And everyone contributed to the eating. Now, some people had a little smaller diet than others, or a smaller appetite, but we ate, and we ate, and we ate. And the cookies were passed around again and again. And the chicken was passed around again and again. And it tasted so good, and we all, just ate to the film and drank every ounce of the Pepsi-Cola, every ounce of the Coca-Cola, every ounce. And we just enjoyed it and enjoyed it and enjoyed it. Now, those people who were experiencing the desire to cut back on sugar or to get that in under control and to get the narcotics under control, the caffeine, nicotine, and all these other things, oh, they were served handsomely. And in being served handsomely, their own ability to say no was not there. You see, if we would like to really join the ranks of having people live a long, healthy, happy, harmonious life, we would do everything in our power to cook foods, to make things that are consistent with that which we want to accomplish. Now, if that's not what we want to do, if we want to kill off our people, then we just do everything that is going to sort of violate whatever is their need in their body to be under control or not under control. It's so easy to think we are unconditionally loving, that we are just so giving. And what can that sometimes mean? When a father says to his son, no, you may not use the car. You can only use the car when I'm with you, because I want to always be with you and observe your driving until I feel that you are ready to solo and go off on your own. But Dad, I've been driving now for 3 weeks. That's true. You've been driving 3 weeks and you are very good. But there are a lot of little nuances that come with driving, a lot of little caring. And one of the things that comes with driving that people sometimes forget is, do you allow other drivers to irritate you? Or do you just relax and say, I'm in no hurry? I'll get where I'm going wonderfully, beautifully, peacefully? Or do you get all upset and get shook up, say, argh, and make all sorts of obscene feelings about the other person? Yes, that goes for women as well as men. You see, when you're not in charge of that habit, when you are not master of yourself, and then you are not ready to go off on your own. When you are ready to go off on your own is when you know that you are in charge and that you have this tremendous vehicle here that can take you on pleasure or cause you great unhappiness. Always be the master of every habit you have, and as you do that, you'll be a wonderful driver. Now, as people are working on being master of their habits, if everyone in the family can work with them harmoniously and joyously, to work with them so they don't have around the house those things that are going to be contrary to their highest good, and really it's the highest good of everyone, we have learned that certain foods, fast foods, in fact, these are the things that society is having a big to-do about these days. It's so filled, so loaded with sugar, so loaded with things that are not beneficial to the mind and the body, and yet we just pack it in because we think it's wonderful. We pack it in because we think it is such a great and a glorious experience to do that. Now, when are we going to be really master of ourselves? When are we going to really be so loving that we do not contribute to that which would hurt another? When are we really going to do that? Well, perhaps never. Perhaps our selfishness says to us that they've got to stand on their own feet. They've got to walk their own path. If they're going to have that drug condition or that problem in their life, then they've got to be master of themselves, because when they're not at home, then they've got to have good sense and good judgment. Well, when they're not at home, they don't buy these things. But when they're at home, they're served these things. Now, what sort of things do we serve our family? If our family is having a weight problem, do we serve them things that are going to create more weight in their body? If our family is having a situation where they are working out a drug problem, where they're having certain things that are causing them to have a problem, do we contribute to it? Or do we refrain from having those things around the house? Do we do our best to have caffeine-free coffee if that's our desire? Do we do our best to have nicotine-free activities around our house? Do we do our best to have sugar-free things around our house that are going to be beneficial to everyone? Or do we have them around the house and cause that problem for ourselves and for others? This is a big to-do in many families, and it's something that deserves our most concerned attention. Are we loving, unconditionally loving enough that we would always do that which is going to be beneficial to those whom we love in our life? Or are we going to just sort of say, hey, they're old enough to handle it themselves, so they have to make their own decisions, so we're just going to shower them with things that are not beneficial for them because that's what they've always liked? Or are we going to be a new person? Are we going to look at life as it should be looked at, as it is our opportunity and privilege to look at it? Think on these things. These things draw from parameters far beyond what we are presently experiencing, perhaps. And perhaps today or tomorrow we'll experience something wherein we can show unconditional love by not confronting the world with something which is going to take it away from its chosen program. Think on these things. What role do you have to play in it? Well, I do nothing but do. No. Can you be like the father who stopped smoking so that his sons and daughters would stop smoking? Or did he stop smoking because he felt it was good for him to stop smoking? And he had seen how it became a burden to everyone. Can you arise to that point, as the father did for himself, where he saw that smoking was no longer beneficial for him? It never was. And he stopped. Just a few short years ago, throughout the United States, smoking was common in the restaurants. Smoking was common virtually everywhere. And after a few short years of a very wonderful program, mental more than anything else, smoking was cut down fantastically. Until today, to see a person smoking is a rarity. Well, to see a person who is overweight, let that be a rarity. Put that cause in motion. To see a person who has the need to, to see a person who is on drugs, let that be such a rarity that it's a real rarity. To see a person who has too much sugar in their blood and in their system and their body doesn't control it properly, let's see that a rarity. Let's see all things a rarity that disturb the body mechanism from being its finest and highest and best. And when we see that a rarity, not as we see it a rarity, but we put the cause in motion that everyone is master of their habit, including us, then we'll see that. In fact, we probably will never see it again. Think on these things. They can be the illumination of your heart, your mind, your life, if you wish them to be, because you are the master of everything that you experience. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.